Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship Salem Media Group Tampa station here, Tomorrow's News Tonight, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there right now, to the truckers, to the factory workers, everybody that's working, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can go to the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and find out all the different things we're doing over there, too. Plus, you can hear the show over there if you're not able to get it on the radio. We don't have an affiliate near you. Just go over there, click on the Listen Live, and boom, there it is. You're listening to it. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we mean those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't you forget it, because we, right now, need a little bit of that divine intervention more than ever, and we're not going to get it if we don't do a little something. Now, Kyle, we did get a couple of calls during the break. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We heard from the Kentucky Colonel during the break, and he called up to say hi, and we're just glad he did, and we're saying hi back, and we're also saying hello to everybody in the Commonwealth of Kentucky tonight who's listening to us.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's an email before we get started from Joanna. I'm hearing, let's see, the Democrats lost at least a dozen House seats, and counting, I might add, and did not gain control of the Senate. You are right. Democrats wanted to gain control of the state legislatures, too, so they could redistrict the, per the census. That didn't happen. They failed to flip any of the 10 that they had their sights on. Republicans flipped 2. Democratic state chambers red, thank goodness. Democrats also hoped to pick off some of the 11 Republican governors' positions that were up for grabs, and they failed to gain even one.
That's exactly right. And didn't we get another call as well, Captain, I think from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they appreciated the tone that we were taking tonight.
Yep, exactly right, and we're glad about that.
Yep, because, you know, yelling and screaming and hollering and getting mad and all that stuff, that's fine, but that's not going to solve the problem we got right now. We are in a situation right now where we have lawyers that are going to solve whatever the problems are with this election. We, the people, all we can do is get it right. And again, you have to remember, folks, that you think national and you vote locally. So remember that. These people that start out at the bottom end of things, they're the ones that are controlling what happens when they move up the ladder. We need election reform. We desperately need election reform in this country. And now is the time to push for it. We can't be counting votes 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days after an election because, oh, well, we wait that long to let them come in. No, we can't be doing that anymore.
Well, right. Like I said, there has to be people have to have it be incumbent upon them to have some responsibility to make sure that they vote. And of course, we make accommodations for people with physical limitations or these kinds of things that happen, or they may be in the hospital, or they may be, you know, whatever it might be. And so obviously, because we're trying to make a good society. However, that being said, sometimes, and as we saw with what the Democrats pushed and pushed and pushed for the national mail-in voting thing, I can't imagine that, you know, we can't do any other kind of federal program without all kinds of feasibility studies and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That they wanted to really ramrod that thing through. Was it just because of COVID?
Yeah.
Or was it something else?
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Professor. Yes, I understand through Dr. Steve Pachenik that this trap that this president set for this election corruption.
Yeah.
The ballots, even with the help of HHS, that these ballots, these fraudulent ballots, they have been watermarked. And they know exactly where those ballots are and how many are out there, where they end up, who's got them. And there's some sort of a code that's been implemented into these ballots. Because this president was like 5-10 steps ahead of the Democrat Party and what was set up to expose what this fraud that they was perpetrated. But anyway, this the doctor's name is Dr. Steve Pachenik. That's somebody you may want to get on your show one of these days in the near future and have him go over what was, he said he couldn't get any clearance until last night because I was listening to another broadcast, and he said he couldn't get clearance from last night to and he can't talk about certain things either, but there's certain things that he can talk in regards to what.
All right.
Did set a trap and they fell right into it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mel. Yep. Okay. And we'll see what happens, Kyle. Now we're going to be going to a break, but let me just really quick caller, hang on. If you can hang on, caller, we'll bring you back right after the break because here comes the music up in my ear. Kyle, we'll get to you when we come back. And folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and you get a chance to hear Kyle's melodic tones here when we do the Auto Glass America spot coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And you know, there's gold waiting in that bar windshield you got out there, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you can get $100 when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty, too, for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. And in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Why? Because they do all of the claims. Work. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, Fort Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a great premium quality windshield, and $100 back when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, that's Auto Glass America, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Listen to that. Right on tone there. All right, well, we got a caller in the line, so we're waiting patiently. Let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jimmy, if I'm St. Pete.
Okay, go right ahead.
Captain, really enjoyed your show, and it just brought up 2 or 3 questions from what you've said, and I wanted to get your opinion on them, if I could, real quick.
Go ahead.
I won't take a lot of your time.
Go ahead.
All right, sir. I can't understand why we have an international criminal displaying signs of dementia right now being on the ballot for the communists. Why don't we do the same thing that Keith Olbermann just did,
yeah,
with President, and ask for his immediate removal? On, and in addition, why are we not suing him getting him off the ballot, and wouldn't that, how would you handle that?
Okay, you are talking about Joe Biden, right?
He's the only one.
Yeah, okay. Well, is that, and he, did you have another question?
Yes, sir. I want to know why it is that we don't call these Democrats the communists that they are.
Mm.
Certainly, They are communist. If we can't know who our enemy is unless we identify them, in my opinion.
Yep.
But there's obviously a reason for this.
Okay.
One thing, I'll add to that, and then I'd love your please.
Mm-hmm.
The Communist Party has not run a candidate in a presidential election since Hillary Clinton the last time. Oh. They don't need to run one. That party is already a communist party by definition.
Yep.
Why can't we charge Biden with treason for the two things he acted, for what he did with communist China and also on the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me get going here, Kyle. We'll give you an answer, and thanks very much for the call. All right, well, Kyle, first of all, who certifies that the candidate at the top of the ticket is A-OK and doesn't have any warrants against them or is not wanted for, any charges, a criminal? Who's the one that certifies the candidate?
Who's that?
It's the party.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party certified this candidate was okay. There was no criminal charges against him pending. None of that, none of this, that he was a good person to vote. So let's start with that. That's how a candidate gets certified. Now, we've had all types of situations before where they put people in there and we find out after the fact that, hey, the people were crooks. Okay, here's what I think should be done right now. I think Donald Trump should open up the investigative files that are there on all things Biden and have a special prosecutor appointed, an independent special prosecutor who cannot be removed by the next president if it's not Donald Trump. And I think the perfect person to do it would be Doug Collins from Georgia, who just lost his Senate challenge and he had to give up his congressional seat. I think he'd be the perfect guy to do all that.
Well, I wouldn't put it past the president to be able to act in that manner. But part of what's going on too, what we're watching, Captain, is that there has been a repudiation in many ways of the kinds of influences such as the Democrat socialists are.
Yeah.
And you have so many Democrats who are hopping mad that this has taken over, and people like AOC have become the face of the party. For example.
Yeah. Now, in talking about the communists that many of the Democrats actually are, there is a wing of the Democratic Party called, and you just named it, the Democrat Socialists, correct?
Right. That's what they're called. They're
Should call themselves, instead of Democrat Socialists, they should really call themselves Democrat Communists.
Well, yeah, because they are.
Well, they subscribe to that theory.
Right, because they're the ones who are so far totally over into that sort of thing but why do they say socialist? Because that sounds better than communist.
Why do they say progressive? What is actually a progressive when you're talking about Europe? The progressives are not the good guys. The progressives happen to be the socialists and the communists.
Well, right, exactly. And so that's all part and parcel in politics, is you try to create a persona that's really, not what your real persona is. Yeah.
And again, political parties, I could create, matter of fact, you and I could, well, I don't know we could do it with the Trump name, but just for an example, I think, the Republican Party is Donald Trump's party right now. There's no doubt about it. So how about if we start the Trump Party?
Well, you could see something like that, especially if Donald Trump is not reelected. Then Donald Trump is going to do something that's going to affect American politics on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
Now, whether that becomes maybe something to do in the media, because that would probably be a very natural sort of outgrowth for him.
All right. Now, we're getting a comment here from Steve in Thailand in the chat room. He's saying, you are correct. Election reform is key. We can send email, Facebook messages, et cetera, around the world at the speed of light, and it takes 10 days to count votes. Something wrong there. A system like we currently have is an open door to corruption, voting, and counting. And then he goes on to talk about the education system reform is paramount, too. But what we're talking about, folks, is right now we need to concentrate our efforts on election reform. We've seen an election right in front of our eyes. Everybody has seen this right in front of our eyes. An election being stolen from a person who, when you went to bed Tuesday night, was ahead, and now all of a sudden he's down at the bottom of the heap and holding on desperately, trying to win a couple of states that he may lose, one of them being Georgia, one of them being Nevada, and because the votes have dropped way off, and he's been losing his plurality he had there because they keep counting the absentee ballots and the ballots that came in after the election was over.
Well, right. Now, part of this, Captain, is it seems to, I think the American people sometimes, you know, they want, you know, some kind of good explanation for why things are so far out of hand in terms of the voting. Like, for example, if you have a business, a subscription business, a streaming service, everybody, they know how many subscribers they have.
Yep.
They don't have subscribers that come out of nowhere and watch their shows.
Yep.
But why can't we do that with voting? But somehow it's like these ballots come out of nowhere.
And you can gripe and you can bitch and you can moan all you want about Florida and Ron DeSantis, but that guy got it right. When he came in, he cleaned up the voting and the problems we were having with those two counties that every election cycle would keep dragging it on, Broward County and Palm Beach County. He replaced the supervisor of elections down there, and by God, on election night, Tuesday night, I was shocked. Broward County had their results done and in at 7:30, and Palm Beach County was just about 8 o'clock, and both, and the whole state, the state of Florida, was pretty much done by 9 o'clock, and the networks would not call Florida.
Well, exactly.
We did. Our team here did, because we got eyes, we got ears, and we saw the numbers, and there was no way in hell Joe Biden was going to win.
Well, precisely.
None.
Precisely. And but, of course, in other states, you know, it just seems to be one big free-for-all, and the American people don't want that. They don't appreciate that.
Now, we have got a great governor, Ron DeSantis. We made a great decision because the other guy, I don't know what to call him, the one that should be in jail because of all the stuff that he did, Gillum, golly, what a disaster. What a disaster. And by the way, he was certified as an all-around good guy to run for governor of Florida by the Democratic Party. How the hell did that work out?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, no, I agree. Governor DeSantis was the right thing for Florida. Yeah.
And see, that's the problem. The parties certify the candidate, and once they do that, they said, yes, this person has clean, no record, no this, no that, and they're okay. And you know, you might know something about it. I mean, once they do that, they're on the ballot. Too bad.
Well, and you've also got a media that, for some reason,
in bed with the Dems.
Right. And so they're not, you know, that story in the New York Post, Captain, was explosive on Biden, and they didn't want to touch it.
Well, there's 10 stories out there now.
Yeah,
so
that's
they,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so now be careful what you wish for. They had to put the articles out there. There's 10 articles out there right now. So if you want to have a good time, go Google the name Biden, or Google. Go to the New York Post website and type in Biden and watch and see what pops up. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues into a fourth day as five states still remain too close to call. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden addressed the country on Thursday. Biden called for every vote to be counted.
It's how people of this nation express their will, and it is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted, and that's what we're going to see going through now. And that's how it should be.
And speaking from the White House, President Trump said his campaign is still looking at challenging mail-in ballots that came in after states' deadlines.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly.
USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and the injury law experts at Fair and Farrer measure their success by only one thing. That's your success. And since opening their doors since 1979, Fair and Farrer has won over $1 billion for its clients. They have offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, and their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans, because Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and are dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit them online, farrahandfarrah.com, or give them a call 24/7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. They can certainly help you out. They've helped a number of my friends, and I highly recommend them. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the court ordered in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia people at the election office there, to give the Trump team immediate access to the vote counting center. Did you see how that worked out?
Yeah, it didn't work out too well, yeah.
Now, they're supposed to have the six-foot rule, and they gave them the what, 50-foot rule?
Yeah, 30, 40, 50 feet in some cases.
And this isn't some county law, some state law. This is federal law.
Well, that's right.
So I would be, and I know they are, I know the next move is they're going to bring, and by the way, there are federal law enforcement people coming to some of these problem voting places. They are armed, which they can be. They are armed. And I think they're going to be like the solution solvers to some of this and say, nope, you got to do this, this, and this. And if they balk or they squawk, we might have some arrests of some of these Democrats that are creating problems. I'm just saying that that's what it looks like to me.
Well, that's right. And what is really sad, Captain, is that, you know, you have people out there and maybe some that, you know, believe that by doing bad, they're doing good,
yeah.
You know, and that's just not acceptable. We can't have, there are so many
yeah.
people who have given their time to work in this election, but you've got some bad eggs.
Yeah, and before I go to the telephone line here, we have some new pro-life Republican congresswomen in the House, Kyle, 14 of them and counting.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And, you know, of course, they'll be vilified by the, you know, the Democrat.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They beat the Democratic incumbents they were running up against. Surprise, surprise.
That's very, very true. And so, really, this is where I want to say the real stories. I mean, obviously, we know the real story, but this is a big story in that you have such a seismic shift going on, a seismic event that is literally shaking the Democrats to their core.
Okay.
Now, you're not going to hear about this in the media too much because they don't want to make it look like there's trouble in paradise.
Okay, let me go back to the phone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's Jim again. You just helped me a minute ago.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Just two quick questions for you and Kyle. You know, you were just talking about the Philadelphia election there.
Yep.
They just take all the laws. They've broken all the laws that they could possibly break, federal and state, by the way,
yep.
in the Philadelphia operation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that making new laws is as important as enforcing the laws that are existing right now. We don't do it. Nobody pays for their... Look at Hillary. We got to get the rights. She's killed 100 and some people. Look at Comey. Nobody does anything with that. And people are tired of it. If these guys, what's the sense in doing all this investigation and all this sweet work if nobody's going to enforce the laws? As you said earlier, we've got to have law and order. Now, one other question. I really like your comment on this one. I wondered if you have heard about, maybe you've already commented on it and I missed it, Operation Scorecard.
Yeah, I talked about it last night at length, but we'll talk about it again.
Well, yep. You know, I didn't hear it. I read about it, and I said, holy Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. I know the person that reported that. He's a good friend of mine, General Thomas McEnany.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I wish you'd tell me something about, if that's not breaking the law, if that's not treason,
yeah.
I don't know. We don't charge him for treason. These are communists.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's answer the question. Otherwise, we'll be talking you and I for the next 30 minutes. But, Kyle, we did get into Operation Scoreboard and Operation Hammer last night, General Thomas McEnany. As a matter of fact, we played that entire clip last night in pieces. We made comments and then took a couple calls and played it. And anybody that wants to know, you can go listen to my show from last night, the podcast, and boom, it's right there.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, you know, hearing that was pretty explosive. But people, ultimately, they want to know the truth. And, you know, like in the movie, but, you know, we can handle the truth.
Yeah.
We can really handle the truth. But the American people demand it. And so when something like this comes along, and if there's credible evidence about it, it should
yep.
be run down.
Yep.
But, you know, the thing is that these kinds of theories, as it were, or these kinds of reports,
yep.
they sound so fantastical that it's kind of like hiding in plain sight, that
yep.
it could never be that big. But what if there's something to it? That's the question.
And the reason that these people skate the way they do is because if you remember the Clintons and how they got to where they were, they kept a file on everybody around them. Remember the plane that they went to the island down in the Caribbean, and Hillary even went down there with Bill a few times? They knew everybody that was on that plane. They kept files on everybody, and they were blackmailing people. That's part of what they do in Washington, D.C., by the way. They were blackmailing people, saying, okay, I want this, I want that, or I'm going to tell them about X, Y, and Z. That's what they do.
Well, that's right. See, that's the thing. You know, you can get to people, or, you know, bad people can get to other people.
And if you don't think Obama didn't do that, then you don't know the game that was being played, because the Obama people, a lot of them, had come from the Hillary camp.
Well, exactly. And but again, sometimes, you know, you see things in movies and you say, oh, well, you know, I'd stand up to those people, you know, this kind of thing.
So.
But they are very, very good at what they do.
So, again, going back to where we were at, the political parties certify the candidates. You can have a candidate that's as dirty as the day is long, and you know it. But they get certified for being an okay person. They get elected. They move up the ladder. Now you're stuck.
Right. Well, it's a club, you know. There's.
But what you have to do is what, Kyle?
What's that?
Vote them out.
Well, of course, yes.
Vote them out. When you know since there's something going on, vote them out. And by the way, we do have election laws that need to be enforced. Yes, that's true. But we need to, in some cases where there are no laws, where they just make up the laws as they go along, that's not working very well for us. We need election reform. I didn't say laws. I said reform. Election reform is a little different. An election reform could be something as simple as taking the laws that are on the books right now and just enforcing them.
Sure, exactly. But one of the things that I think the left is trying to do is, again, even with this pause in the election, as it were, and the anticipation of it all, they are looking to create a state of chaos, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And make people literally just come unhinged.
And where does all this come from again? How does this all start? Let's see. We want to go back to 1963?
Sure, yeah.
The Cloward-Piven strategy?
That's right.
You want to go back to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals? It's all there. We knew it was coming. I've talked about it for how many years?
Yeah, a lot of years. And see, the folks like this, they're not sitting there biting their nails going, I wonder if this is going to work or not. I would think they're very relaxed because, as you said, they're following the strategy. They're following the Cloward-Piven strategy.
And they're in it for the long game. They're in it for the long game. What may seem like an eternity to us, to them, they're going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, because you get a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more every election cycle. And by God, if we don't get this right with these people, we're going to lose it all here, because we did just turn things around a little bit, because we gained some seats in the House. We didn't lose the Senate. But, and by the way, we do have probably at least one special election coming in January in Georgia, correct?
That's right, for the Senate seat there, yes.
Yeah, so we may have a 51-49 advantage there when we start 51-48 advantage when we start January. And there's a rumor circulating that they're not going to let this one senator that won, forget what state, I heard it yesterday, but one senator that won, there's a rumor circulating, they may not let him take his seat because the election is being recounted.
Interesting. Well,
yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. It was, I think it was the John James race, if I remember right, Gary Peters, because of all those votes that got dumped. All right, hang on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Denise Simon's right around the corner, too. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, you won't get any argument with me over that, that the mainstream media has failed the American people. Boy, have they. And Fox News, where have they gone? Holy smokes. But anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. And it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us. Just go into the fuel desk and tell them, hey, man, I was listening to Captain America Third Watch, and he was talking about the Pilot and the Flying J, and here I am. And then yeah, get yourself some fuel, whatever else you need there. If you need to take a little break, take a break, grab a shower, do your laundry, whatever you need to do. Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Alrighty, here we go. This is live at the Rose Land Ballroom in New York City. You're going to recognize this group.
Begin to bend the ball.
Franklin Turner Overdrive. And playing the keyboard on this is Paul Schaefer. You talk about a driving bass.
Yes, vision, you could be a musician if you could make sounds loud and mellow. Get a second hand guitar, chances are you go for. If you're getting with the right bunch of fellows, people see you having fun, just a lion in the sun. Tell them that you like it this way. It's the worst to be a boy, and you're all self-employed. We love the work and nothing.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, and I'll tell you what, that's in concert, by the way, so that's got a little bit of pep in it and a little zip in it. I'm going to bring Kyle in here. What were you doing all that?
Well, I was tapping my feet and drumming on my desk. I'll admit it. I was
all right, well, let's get going here. I'm going to read the weather statement. A couple of strong Pacific storms will bring widespread lower elevation rain, heavy mountain snow, and gusty winds to the western states. Dry winds ahead of the front will produce critical fire weather threats for the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains, central Great Basin, and portions of the plains. Tropical moisture, meanwhile, in southern Florida is going to produce flooding in advance of the approach of Tropical Depression and soon to be, again, Tropical Storm Etta. So what's going on out west, Kyle?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west, of course, we're looking at the storms coming in, these systems coming in the Pacific Northwest and also down in California as well. And we look like we're going to get some rain and maybe snow in the higher elevations here in the Southern California area, at least. And up in Washington State right now, there's a localized flood warning, and this is going to be in the Skokomish area, the
Snoqualmish.
Yeah, and they've
been there many times.
Yes, and so this is just outside of Seattle, and so you want to be careful in that area there. And then also over in Montana, we have a big winter storm watch that's encompassing almost all the state.
Yep,
encompasses Great Falls and Butte, Helena, Missoula,
yep.
And most of eastern Montana as well. This is north of Billings.
Yeah,
and so you've got some real lot of many inches of snow on the way.
Yeah.
As the storm comes through. Then down in Wyoming along Interstate 80 west of Laramie, you've got a high wind warning, so you want to be careful in that area. Colorado in the Colorado Springs area, fire weather warning. But down in southern Colorado,
yep.
Winter storm watch with a lot of snow coming their way.
2 feet.
That's right, in the Durango, Silverton, Telluride area.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're on I-90 tonight, you're going across, let's say you're coming out of Seattle and you're on I-90 all the way across, you are going to be in snow probably starting sometime later tonight or tomorrow all the way across to North Dakota, and that storm is going to be going east. So be advised of that. Get the chains ready because you're going to need them, especially going over 4th of July, as well as possibly up and down I-15 by the looks there. Now, moving over into South Dakota, got some high winds over there, eastern part of South Dakota, over in the southwestern corner of Minnesota. Fire weather threat tonight, central part of Nebraska, western part of Kansas. Down in Florida and down in the tropics, I got to tell you, you're not going to believe it, I know, but we have a tropical depression that was a Category 4 hurricane that hit the Yucatan, bounced back out, came back into the southern Caribbean, and now it's headed towards Cuba and South Florida. Now, this is Tropical Depression Etta. It'll probably be a tropical storm with about 60-mile-an-hour winds in another day or so. It's going to regain its tropical storm strength over the northwestern Caribbean Sea today. And the details of the future track and intensity of Etta are really uncertain at the moment, but Florida is going to get dumped on with rain. Now, rainfall across portions of the Cayman Islands, Cuba, southern Florida, the Florida Keys, and northwestern Bahamas this weekend and early into next week. It could skate the coast of Florida and everything on the right side, meaning Tampa, Fort Myers, Naples. We could be drenched on, winds could be maybe 60 miles an hour by the looks here, maybe a little stronger, but nothing all that terrible. And it's got a bunch of upper air steering currents, Kyle, that are pushing that thing towards Florida, so there's no way of missing it this time.
Yes, exactly right, unfortunately.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on the weekend edition, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and all the stuff that he does. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Still counting votes, aren't we? Ought to be fun counting votes until about the 14th of November, huh?
You know, California got it done, Texas got it done, and Florida got it done.
Yep.
Think about that.
I don't need to. We are the example for everybody to follow. And by the way, Florida was done by 9 o'clock election night. Done.
Correct.
Yep.
That's what I told you.
Yep.
You know, they waited and waited and waited and waited. And I think it wasn't because of the state. It was because of the media. The media called the election.
You are right.
And as I said, they kind of waited for the Biden campaign, and the Biden campaign said, okay, we are going to wave the white flag here, and that's when they, on Florida, that's when they called Florida, and then the gears started turning for these other states,
right.
And the other states shut down.
Right. And Arizona was declared in about 5 minutes after the poll closed.
Yeah, well, but if you trot on over, interestingly enough, if you trot on over to CNN, CNN has not given Arizona to Trump. I mean, to Biden.
That's right. Neither is Newsmax or One American News Now. Yep, you're right. They're down at 253.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the numbers are dwindling for Biden, and it's possible he could lose Arizona. We'll wait and see. By the way, I got a comment here to make because this is funny. I was just playing Taking Care of Business by Bachman Turner Overdrive, and Steve says, I was taking care of business while listening to the song. I spilled something, was mopping up the floor. Way to go, Steve. Oh, boy. Oh, we got quite a crew in the chat room. You never know what's going to happen there. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we are going to, on the other side of the break, because we're coming up on the break, where we're going to talk about the court, the cases that are coming up, and the vote counting, which is rolling on, and the federal lawsuit now in Nevada. And we had a couple of states where the Fed said no, the court said no, we're not going to hear this. This is all going to wind up, of course, in the Supreme Court. So hold on, and we will be right back with more. I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. And don't forget, North Carolina, I didn't even mention them. We were talking about other states. North Carolina says it's going to take another week before we can get all the votes counted. What the hell is going on? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.